Hello, and welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in on a Over the Hump Wednesday. Yes, that favorite day of the week, boys and girls, where you get over the hump after 12 o'clock a.m. or p.m., wherever you are, and then some. We got some sports news. We'll get this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports. Kind of short and sweet tonight here, but we'll do the best we can. Detroit Tigers had a semi-good or bad week with the San Diego Padres. As they win the series, that was today. They lost last night in the 10th inning by a score of 6-4. However, Riley Green tied the game with an RBI single with two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And they went into overtime, but again, San Diego prevailed last night there. I'm fixing my headphones here so I can hear much better. And yes, they're fixed to a teak here. However, Tigers rallied for a 43 walk-off victory today. And a victory in the three-game series there over the San Diego Padres at Comerica Park. Trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Tigers struggled together for three hits off of Padre closer Taylor Rogers, who was the winning pitcher yesterday in the game that the San Diego won. A leadoff double by Jeremy Catalano-Rose and a two-out single by Jonathan Schoop. And then a two-out double by Victor Reyes took care of all the business in town, who launched the ball over the head of former Tiger Nomar Mazara in right field and scored pinch runner Akil Baddoo from third base and Schoop from first. And there you have it, boys and girls. The Tigers win a series. They are now going to Toronto to take care of the Blue Jays, who I do believe is playing right now. Nothing in that game in Toronto. They're playing the St. Louis Cardinals here. Detroit Tigers Spencer Turnbull rehabbing from Tommy John surgery. He will not be pitching in 2022. Another blow for the Detroit Tigers. However, the Detroit Tigers signed left-hander Daniel Norris to a minor league contract Tuesday. The team announced that with the agreement to become an official 361 days after the organization traded him to the Milwaukee Brewers. Norris, 29, pitched for the Tigers from 215 to 221. Of course, we know what happened in 215 when all heck broke loose for the Detroit Tigers there. Now, let's talk about fire sales here. The MLB trade deadline is August the 2nd. However, there's used watches on a whole lot of people. Chicago Cubs' Wilson Contreras yesterday will likely play in his final home game at Wrigley Field, so they say. He and other Cubs are on the trading block, but according to recent reports, it's a wait-and-see guessing game there. Yes, also the Detroit Tigers and the Marlins indicate they'll be very open for business as well. How about the Tigers getting Jazz Chisholm Jr.? Anyone from the Marlins? That would be a sinkable trade. Expect more big names and teams to enter the sell mode over the next few days. That's including the last place Red Sox, which really is not a last place team at all. You look at the division they're playing in the Eastern Division, where, again, almost all the teams in that division might be able to go to the playoffs. Or close to it. I'll say close to it. Lions coach Dan Campbell said on Wednesday he expects more from the group now than they were in their second NFL season. That's talking about the rookies who were last year and now a one-year veteran going into their second year. He expects more from those particulars. But if they don't get that production from those particulars, the Lions could be in for a long season, or could I say year? Hopefully that don't happen. Official training camp for the Detroit Lions has started today. veterans and rookies all together in 1 yard over there in Allen Park. And by golly, things are going to get heated. As, by the way, the fans will start being let into the place, I do believe this Saturday. It won't be no restrictions. Of course, club members and special arrangement members will probably be able to come in there on, do believe, on Thursday or Friday. There will be the day for them to visit the Lions camp, and they'll get a goodie bag and a whole lot of other good stuff because they're probably season ticket holders and stuff there. The Teal is back for the Detroit Pistons, unveiling their classic edition uniform for the 2022-23 NBA season. The replica of the old road uniforms the Pistons donned from 1996 to 2001. They're bringing it back. Yes, they said the fans wanted it. They heard them, and this is for you, said Mike Zavakic, the chief business operator and official for the Detroit Pistons. I never liked the jerseys personally, foremost, but whatever rings a bell, I guess it rings a bell. Undefeated African heavyweight Prince Octopus Denizen, undefeated Iceland heavyweight Colbert Iceberg or Ice Bear Christensen, and three Michigan brightest and unbeaten young prospects, Joseph Hitz Jr., Joshua Pagan, and Devane Smith. Yes, highlights. Excuse me, boy, got these coughs here. Highlights an exciting lineup of undercard bouts that has been announced by Salida Promotion. Next Detroit Brawl is Wednesday, August the 10th, 2022, at the historic Garden Theater in Midtown Detroit. Right next down to the Garden Bowl. Finally, the Aces, Las Vegas Aces, I should say, went through the Chicago Sky in the WNBA to win the Commissioner's Cup. That means the winning team gets a cash bonus. Each member gets a cash bonus of $30,000 apiece. Of course, the Sky get a consolation prize of each player getting $10,000 apiece. Now, wouldn't you be happy? I would. With the lottery going up to $1 billion now, boy, oh boy, just any kind of money would do good for anybody's release here. No other news with the Pistons or whatever it may be other than their brand new open teal looking jersey that I really never liked. But again, they said you asked for it, boys and girls. So you'll get that on special occasions with the Detroit Pistons there. Lions are in training camp. And yes, the Tigers win the bumper game of the series against San Diego. They're now on a plane going to Toronto where they'll rest and relax for maybe a couple hours and get with it with the Toronto Blue Jays starting tomorrow. Well, this is Butch on Sports. I'm Simply Butch, and hey, I'm out of here, boys and girls. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. And again, you can check out Butch on Sports at the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToo.Podomatic.com. That's the homepage where you get all the broadcasts of the podcasts and whatnot on Wednesday and Sunday. Also, you can go to thegamesportsshow.podbean.com and get Butch on Sports as this flag right there with all the other shows of the Game Sports Show. If you did not hear, we will not be on the game this Monday, okay? Because our friend Scott Nason is on anniversary vacation there. I wish I had known about it ahead of time. I would have put on the Fred Flintstone happy anniversary. But maybe I'll do it on Sunday, boys and girls, for the show, Butch on Sports. So you stay tuned and get with me. Tell your friends about Butch on Sports. I am out of here for another polite weekend. And by the way, you too have a very good weekend. I'm going to be watching SummerSlam on Saturday night. Hopefully, maybe you will be too.